Florida to Texas, marking this first day of summer by bracing for Tropical Storm Cindy, who's packing a storm surge and several inches of rain.
I think it's a part of life and people are a little bit relaxed. It's not hurricane storm status 3 or 4, so they're kind of laying low.
That woman's in Galveston, Texas. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
Kinetico customers don't come back. Why? They don't have to. They're satisfied the first time. That's right. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for endless repairs. Many Kinetico customers purchased their systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water 24 hours a day. Join the long list of satisfied Kinetico customers. Call 800-814-6242 and schedule your free in-home consultation. Kinetico of Vincennes, an authorized independent Kinetico dealer.
Golfers, come out and play in the largest and most competitive amateur golf tournament in Southern Indiana. The Baymont Inn and Suites Classic at Country Oaks Golf Club in Montgomery on June 24th and 25th. A 36-hole men's stroke play tournament with 4 amateur flights and 1 high school division. Contact Trey Miller at 812-486-3300 or online at countryoaksgolfclub.com. It's the Baymont Inn and Suites Classic at Country Oaks.
Join in on the fun Saturday, June the 24th at the Lincoln Amphitheater and Molzer Crushed Stone present Appetite for Destruction, the ultimate tribute to Guns N' Roses. Take a journey back to their most classic days in music. Tickets can be purchased at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
One caring foster parent can make a positive difference in the life of a foster child. What does it take to be a foster parent? Just a willingness to open your heart and your home for a child or a teenager, and Indiana needs foster parents. You can choose to be the difference. Call the Indiana Department of Child Services at 888-631-9510 or visit fostercare.in.gov and learn how you can be the difference in a young Hoosier's life.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Child Services and this station.
Big Deals!
Hi, Jenny here from your local Big Deals store. Have you checked this place out yet? We've got gift certificates from dozens of local businesses, all sale priced. I'm talking restaurants, entertainment, car care, and items for your home. And you can shop 24 hours a day from the convenience of your home or from your smartphone. Big Deals. We're kind of a big deal.
Just go to newsknoxcounty.com, click TOC Big Deals, and save.
This community announcement on WAOV presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. Thursday Church will serve a hot meal every Wednesday from noon until 2 p.m. They welcome anyone and everyone who is hungry. Again, it's a hot meal every Wednesday from noon until 2 at Thursday Church at 218 Main Street in Vincennes. Weather forecast presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. The YMCA believes everyone deserves a Y. Financial assistance is available for individuals and families who might otherwise not be able to afford membership or program fees. Call the YMCA for more information.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny and hot, highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the middle 80s. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, highs in the lower 80s. That is your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award, was selected by the Smithsonian Institute to attend Oxford University in England, and received a special degree in English Country Housing. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And we're here live in the WAOV 97.7 FM 1450 AOV studios. Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance, thank you for sponsoring the studio. And we're back here again this week, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. And with me also is the co-host, Greg Risley. Greg, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're, hey, this is week number three. We keep chugging along and it gets better each week.
First day of summer.
That's right. That's right. That's good. Lots of sunlight today so we can get lots of chores done at home, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's too hot for that. So,
That's right.
You know, we are excited to be doing this. The 3 o'clock hour here on WAOV features a lot of great individuals here in the community. Wednesdays. Ask the designer. And when we say ask the designer, we mean ask the designer. You can ask Greg any kind of questions that might pertain to interior design, painting your home, exterior ideas, furniture, you name it. You'll be able to help us with that. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yes, yes. And how can you participate? And when I say you, I'm talking about you listeners and all three of you. Thank you for tuning in again this week. We can have you submit questions, suggestions, or ideas. The easiest way to do that is to go to newsknoxcounty.com, and you'll see a really nice little logo there that says Ask the Designer. If you click on that, it'll take you to a landing page, and it's really nice because all of our information is on that one page. It is, you can hit the Listen Now button and hear us live while we're here on Wednesdays between 3 and 4. You can listen to previously aired shows. They're archived on that page as well. And the best part is the form at the bottom, and that's where you can send in your questions. And Greg, you know, there's a lot of questions out there, and we just don't know what we don't know, maybe. You know, like we've talked before, I'm not super savvy with this interior design thing, so I've learned that no question is a dumb question in this game, and little things do matter. So share with us a few things that are important that you think, just some everyday helpful hints.
Well, you know, the thing about today, you know, today it's a real hot summer day. So, you know, you might look around your room, and if you've got real bright, bold colors in it, maybe you need to move those to another location today. Put some white in your room. Put some light blue in your room. Make it cooler. A little more inviting, you know, it's a hot summer day. Color can play a big part, you know, in our, you know, last week we talked a lot about color and hues and tints and things, and color can play a big part in our lives. And I kind of want to touch back on that color situation because we talked about the Pantone color system last week. And I want to touch a little more on, about that because I think it's important that people understand there is a standardized method. And it's called the Pantone color matching system. And it's a standardized color reproduction system. They standardize the colors with different manufacturers in different mediums due to the Pantone system. Then that way, if we've got like color number 2233 and the drapery manufacturer has trim on this drapery that is Pantone color 2233, I know it's going to match my chair that is a Pantone color 2223 exactly.
Well, that's nice that it's this universal system. So regardless of what manufacturer it is, you know what color you can expect out of that product.
If they use the Pantone system.
Yeah. And most of the manufacturers will identify that they are using that system when they code their product, right? They let you know that they're using Pantone of the time.
Not all of them do because, you know, Pantone is a huge library of colors. But there's so many hues and tints that they can't cover everything.
Sure.
It might be close to 2223, or at least you've got a good feel that it'd be complementary to it.
Okay. Well, that's
good. So if it's not an exact, you know, it's not an exact match. Color is not an exact science at all.
No. And it's interesting. I mean, I'm a girl. I get my nails done, and it's neat to see some of the names that they come up with. But even by different brands, or if you have polish that's for regular nails or the gel color, they're just, even though they may say that coral, mm-hmm. one person's coral is not the same as the next coral. Right. So it's interesting to see that.
One may be more pink, more blush.
Sure.
Softer tones. That's those hues and tints that we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
We've got some special guests today.
I know. We're so excited to have the girls from Sherwin-Williams talking with us today. So that'll be great to learn some interesting information from them.
And the color psychology is a big deal. You know, and we didn't really touch on that much last week. So I want to take a little bit of time today to touch on that. And you can create the illusion of space with bright colors. A lot of people are afraid of bright colors because they think that it's going to overpower them.
Mm-hmm.
And it does if your space is too small. But if you use bright colors in the right location, then that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, so the bigger the room, it's okay to use those brighter, stronger, bolder colors?
At least on one wall, maybe an accent wall or a feature wall.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you want three of those walls to be a little more. I always talk about grounding a room.
Okay.
And that term means making the bulk of the room feel like it belongs there. It belongs with the person that lives there. There's kind of a 60-30-20 rule that we talked about last
week.
Right,
right.
So, you know, that says keep the bulk of the room in one color, 30% of the room in another color, 20% in another color. And that seems to work out, you know, pretty good as a rule of thumb. So you usually use more of your neutral colors in that 60%. But then that 20% is where you can put the punch in, you know, with
the fun stuff.
Yeah.
The
fun. Or a deeper wall, a brighter wall.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. All right. So when you're choosing colors, you know, what kind of logic are you using to do those kind of things? You know, you mentioned that there's the side.
What do you use the room for? If it's a bedroom, you want restful colors.
Okay.
If it's a family room, you may want a combination of restful and active colors. If it's a dining room, you want something there that's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, you know, restaurants do most of their decorating in red because it's supposed to increase the appetite. I guess that's good marketing. So, you know, if you're like me, you have a weight problem.
Yeah.
My dining room doesn't have red in it. I can do enough of that on my own.
Yeah,
so
I don't need red to make me hungry.
I don't need any help.
No.
But then, you know, the one thing that I always say to women, too, is, you know, they go, well, what do you think about this really neat turquoise? And I said, do you wear turquoise? And I go, no, I really don't care for turquoise. And I go, well, if you don't care for turquoise and you don't wear it, why do you think you ought to put it in your house? Well, that's supposed to be the real color this year.
Oh.
You know, well, you know, there are hues and tints of turquoise. It doesn't have to be a real strong blue turquoise. If your coloring's a little more into the green tones, more the natural element type of thing, then maybe you need to go into the greener turquoises that would be more pleasing to your skin tone and your style and your look.
Sure, yeah. There are colors that, you know, I like, but I don't know that I would necessarily buy them in clothing for me. So if I'm not, like you say, if I'm not going to wear it in a shirt or like it in a dress, then I'm definitely not going to like it decorating two-thirds of my home. So
women usually dress a lot the way their home looks like. Oddly enough.
Really?
It's kind of a play. It's kind of a play on psychology. You know, if you think you look good in grays and taupes and tans and you like black, lots of times a lady's house will be that.
Interesting. Good to know.
She's comfortable with it. She feels good in it. She thinks she looks good in it. So, you know, what's wrong with that idea? You should look good in your house.
That's right. Well, and yeah, you want to carry that over. So that's good. What else kind of psychologically should people be thinking about with colors?
Okay, if you're a brainiac, okay, or you're, say, you're a college professor and you run with a real kind of intellectual crowd,
mm-hmm.
use complex colors. That appeals to the higher educated crowd. It appeals to the more brainiac type of person. The people that are extremely intelligent get very bored with ordinary colors. They like complex colors.
They want that stimulation.
They want, yeah, they want some movement, mm-hmm. some, you know, a complex. They're not going to be able to look at it and say, well, that's purple. You know, they may have to look at it and say, well, that's Moonlight Serenade or something like that. You know?
Yeah, those crazy names.
It's just the way the mind works.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, you know, we talked before about how you see not everybody can tell that gray may have a purple undertone or a blue undertone. So, yeah, it definitely is a mind-boggling thing sometimes with hues and colors.
Everybody perceives color differently, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could take three people and lay a color card out and say, what color is this? And you get three different answers.
Wow. I wouldn't have ever guessed that. So it's amazing with how that works. So
don't be afraid of color, though. I encourage everybody to use it. And, you know, if you have another question that we haven't answered today on color, send it in, because this show is probably going to end our color sequence. But write into us, talk to us, tell us what you want.
That's right. We definitely want to hear you. All right. Well, it's time for our first break, so we will be back right after this.
Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God, I said it looks like you already lost, because first of all, you don't never say can't never, because it's like a double adjective. And hell, they teach you that in the fourth grade.
I think you mean double negative.
No, I'm positive. That's what it says, Tom. Oh, okay. I was mad if you don't mind. I gotta go.
Weekday mornings, 5 until 10.
I am the one who resists the tug of popular sentiment.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
Greetings, my friends. Great to have you here. Rush Limbaugh, the most listened to radio talk show in America.
Where freedom is our number one priority.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, running over 70 years strong. While we have news, weather, and sports on air around the clock, you can get that information anytime at our website, newsknoxcounty.com. At newsknoxcounty.com, we have podcasts of Knox County Today, the Midday Edition, archived video of area sports games, and much more. Bookmark us online today, newsknoxcounty.com. That's newsknoxcounty.com.
And we're back here in the WAOV Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio. You can tune in to us on 97.7 FM, AM 1450. And, of course, you can always go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can listen to us live. So this is Cher Elliott. And, again, here in the studio with me is Greg Grizzly. And, Greg, we have a special visitor with us this week.
We have guests today, Cher. I'm just tickled to death that they decide to come with us. So.
Yeah, yeah. And here from Sherwin-Williams, we have Julie Stocker. And, Julie, how long have you been with Sherwin-Williams?
Almost 29 years.
Oh, my goodness. So you've seen a lot of different things, colors come and go over the years.
Yes, ma'am. I sure have.
Great, great. All right, Greg, you know, last week we talked about colors, learned a little bit, but like we mentioned while we were off the air here, there's a lot to learn about colors. And so what are some of the things that when you, as an interior designer, go into Sherwin-Williams to work on a project, what do these ladies help you with?
Well, you know, no professional can know everything about their craft or their field. So you're going to find out in the upcoming weeks, different professionals that I work with, it's when I have questions, who I go to, you know, such as Julie and Misty here at Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, so we all can use a little bit of help. So talk about some of the things that you consider when you go in there.
Well, I depend on them for a lot of prep work and things like that, like what the painter would normally do. I ask them about it because they talk to different painters. A lot of times they have hints or ideas of different painters that have learned over the years that they share with me. Then that in return, if I'm working with a client and they're talking about prep work or something, I know something about it because I myself am not a painter. Mm-hmm. I'm the designer.
That's right.
But it helps to know those little ins and outs because sometimes you'll be working with a new painter mm-hmm. and he maybe doesn't know and you can say, well, have you ever considered doing this? I don't tell him, well, you ought to do it this way, but have you ever considered doing this if I see something going that maybe isn't exactly what I've heard about? So it's a good way for me to get an education, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Julie, tell us, what are some of the basics when somebody comes in and, you know, the different types? What's the new color for spring? Just what's happening here at Sherwin-Williams?
Well, we still sell a lot of grays. There are different tones of. There's more of a taupey, which is a brown gray, and then there would be what we would consider a true gray. Some of them do have a little bit of a tone of a blue or a green cast. So it's always helpful if they kind of know what they're wanting when they come in or if they're looking for something specific, if they could bring in a curtain, a piece of bedding, if they're wanting us to try to match something up in that color, because if you come in and look at our color selector, there are so many shades of grays and taupes, and they're all a little bit different as far as they could lean to a green, to a gold, as far as like a taupey color. But really that is the new beige, is the grays. It goes with any color that you put with it, and I would think that would be one of our more popular colors. We've been selling a lot of aquas as well. Some like it more on the bluer side than the green, but that seems to be another good color that is for spring.
I was interested. It's interesting to learn about how, even though it may be gray, you explain that sometimes it pulls colors from different things in the room and give it a different hue. So I was really surprised to learn that.
Yes. It's always best to maybe get a color sample if you're wanting to try a couple different shades. We see color. We work here every day, so we like to try to guide people if they're looking for like a certain shade of. Otherwise, they could maybe end up with a wrong shade, and then that they're going to have to, get a little bit flustered and come back because, it's hard for you to look at a tiny little 2-inch sample without it being on your wall because your lighting would be so different from here in the store to their own home.
Sure, for sure. Greg, what else is
Let's
important?
Talk about kinds of paint. Because a lot of times, a customer comes in to me and they go, well, Greg, what do you think I should use? Should I use enamel or should I use acrylic? Now, I have my own thoughts on that in many cases, but Julius, tell us what the pro's going to say.
Well, because of the new VOC laws, as far as an enamel would be an oil-based, we only sell quarts of the oil-based products anymore. So, therefore, some people still like that on their wood trim or doors. But if you've already got that on there, you can still go back over it with oil. Otherwise, you're going to have to prime and put a latex. They've improved all the latex or acrylics. So they would be more durable for furniture, doors, trim, woodwork. And we also have a water-based alkaloid that I've used myself in my own bathroom on the trim. And that goes over the oil base, but it's still a soap and water cleanup. The only thing you need to do is always make sure it's good, clean, and dry, and do a little scuffing beforehand, then prep it, and then the paint is going to bond to that. So that kind of, leaves out a coat of the prime.
And when you're talking about scuffing, Julie, like 4-0 steel wool and just a light sanding with it or something heavier?
Yeah, just anything like a fine. You just want to lightly scuff it and not really bear down to sand. And you could use like a scotch pad, or I imagine you could use the steel wool or sandpaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, let's go on from the acrylics or the latexes and the enamels to ceilings. I have a lot of people come in and say, well, you know, a few years ago, people were putting colors on ceilings. Now it's kind of passe. We're going back to whites or beige tones or off-whites and so on. What kind of paint would you recommend to do the ceiling?
We have a product called Eminence. That would be our ceiling paint. It's a bright white. If we can still mix that into colors, if somebody wants like an alabaster or a tinge of something off, I suggest if they've got white ceilings throughout, try to keep it all the same just to unify it, as opposed to having, you know, a couple different rooms and different ceiling colors. We've also got, it seems like when people are wanting to repaint, they've had like a water leak or they have some kind of a boo-boo area that's on the ceiling. We have like a blackout primer called Multipurpose that you can put on those stained areas, and then just top coat it with your Eminence.
So me, I'm not a very good painter, so I can come in here and you'll be able to guide me. I can tell you my problem or whatever project that I'm working on, and you'll be able to help me step by step on the type of paint, the color hues that I needed to select based on, you know, how much lighting is in there. Because obviously if there's more windows, it's going to be brighter most mm-hmm. of the time. Mm-hmm. And ceilings, trim work, all of that. You guys here at Sherwin-Williams can help me with that.
Very much so. We're here to help and guide, and a lot of people, they have a project in mind and they just don't know where to start or how to jump into it. So, you know, we always say it's best to start from the ceiling, do the walls and the trim, work your way down. We have lots of different painting tools that we can, you know, talk about and make your project a little easier. And also with our paints, we have like a flat finish, a satin finish, a semi-gloss, you know, depends on what rooms you're working on, what your washability, how durable you want it to be. So we go through step by step with all of our customers on how we can, you know, make their project easier and get them what they need.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Let's take a break, Cher, and then when we come back, we've got a pretty long topic here we need to talk about.
Great. All right. Well, we're here with Ask the Designer, Greg Risley from Regal Furniture. And with us this week are Julie and Misty from Sherwin-Williams. And we appreciate you girls coming in to see us. So we'll be right back.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Library Board has approved an assessment of its technology by the AME Group. AME Group Representative Tim Trotter offered the library a full assessment of their technology for both library patrons and library staff. The study will also cover security, infrastructure, and inventory. After completing the week-long analysis, the group will make recommendations on ways to better use the library technology. That assessment will cost just under $5,000. Vincennes City Police arrested a Vincennes man yesterday. That following a call to the 600 block of North 10th, officers located Garrett W. Daly, allegedly intoxicated in the area. Daly is charged with public intoxication and booked into the Knox County Jail. Indiana Department of Transportation work crews continue putting the final touches on several area bridge projects. NDOT spokesman Jason Tiller says a couple of major bridge projects are scheduled for completion by the end of July, but Tiller expects work on two bridges of U.S. 41 just south of Vincennes to continue through the summer. Washington police arrested a Washington woman overnight for domestic battery. 35-year-old Shelley Phipps is being held without bond in the Davies County Security Center. More news available anytime you want and online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday closing farm market report. And even though corn worked higher at times, all the markets finished lower. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. The corn market did have a chance for a higher close, but at the end, down 1.25 on July, September, and December. July corn goes to 368 and three quarters. Sep 376 and three quarters. Dece corn 386 and three quarters. Soybeans, no help from soybean meal and oil, both lower. And July beans goes to 918 and three quarters, 9 points down. November 927 and three quarters off 11. Chicago wheat profit taking 479.5 down 8.25 after the big run up. The cattle market down 55 cents lower. August live cattle 115.35. August lean hogs 82.22 up 57. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
A rare 11th inning rout for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. 8-1 the final score. The Cardinals get 7 runs in the 11th inning to win it. That opened up a pitcher's duel between the two and gave the Cardinals the victory. Anthony Rizzo is still red hot at the plate as the Chicago Cubs win 4-0 over the San Diego Padres. The Cincinnati Reds lose 6-5 to the Tampa Bay Rays after winning yesterday to snap a 9-game losing streak. And Manny Pichotto put the Baltimore Orioles on his back with 2 home runs as the Baltimore Orioles win 6-5 over the Cleveland Indians and ended the Tribe's 5-game winning streak. The Chicago White Sox came up short in a slugfest against the Twins. Minnesota wins that one by a 9-7 score on Tuesday night. The two clubs had 28 hits in that game. And that's a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee reporting for 97.7 WAOV Sports. Helping seniors enjoy fitness with this community event on WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, so bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002 for enhanced fitness classes at Vincennes University Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny and hot, highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the middle 80s. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, highs in the lower 80s. That is your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And welcome back to Ask the Designer here on WAOV, AM 1450, 97.7 FM, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott. I'm here with Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Of course, he's our designer that we're hosting this show with. And in the studio today from Sherwin-Williams are Misty and Julie. So thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, Julie, here's the next question. I'm going to share a story with you. I had one of my customers went to a location and picked out a paint color from their paint chart. Mm-hmm. So then she took it to her home store where she always buys her paint and said, can you make this same color for me? And they said, we sure can. Our computer reads it and figures out the formula, and then we can match that perfectly. Well, unfortunately, she had a very bad experience. So, you know, I felt sorry for her, but she had a major problem with this. And the colors were way off. Can you tell us why?
A lot of the different paint shops would have different colorants that we put into our gallons of paint, and the bases would be a little different from, you know, competitor to competitor. Usually, I would think that if they have like a color eye, they could have put it in that if they're – formula didn't pop up on the screen. We have like a competitive color choice that we can look up. A lot of our other competitors type in like where it came from, the color, and then the color number, the name of the color. We type that all in, and about 95% of the time, the color pops up that gives us a formula. We, at that time, mix it and we dry it down on the color card just to make sure that it's right on the button. Sometimes we do have to do a little tweaking, but it would be super hard for somebody to get the same color from like a sample from one of our competitors to us. So it's kind of nice to maybe purchase the sample from the location that you're going to be buying the paint. That way you know that you're going to get the same color.
So I could come in and actually get just a sample of whatever color I pull, take it home, throw it on the wall, make sure it's what I want, and then as long as I like it and it's what it is, then I just come back and tell you how many gallons I need?
Yes, it's just that easy.
Wow, that is easy. Now, how can you keep me from slopping it all over the floor? Because that's always what happens to me when I'm painting.
Well, we do have drop cloths, Cher, and that way you can make sure your floor is protected. Of course, you don't want to use a fluffy nap on a smooth wall. You want to use a 3/8-inch nap roller cover. If you use something fluffier than that, of course, it's going to spatter all over your arms and possibly trim. We sell tape as well to protect some of that. So,
yeah, you've had a lot of people like me paint before, haven't you? Because that's definitely what happens to me.
Well, for everybody, it's a little different. Some have painted in their past, and some they've just never tried it or tackled it. So we offer all the tips and advice that we can to get the job done.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Now, back to the computer and paint colors and everything. I've always tried to get people to pick the color at the store where they're going to buy it.
Yes, sir.
Then you know you're going to get that exact color and that exact shade. And the other thing that you brought out that I think is very important is that people need to see it in their own light. So when you come into a paint store and you see, oh, well, this is a beautiful coral color, and they take it home and it looks pink or it looks orange, a lot of that has to do with light.
Yes, it very much does. Whether we have tons of fluorescent lighting in our shop here, a lot of people will only have like an overhead light or a lamp or two, maybe one window, maybe several windows. So I do agree with Greg that your lighting does play a big, big part. Also your flooring, if it's a mauve-y color, of course that's going to make your walls look a little pinker or that cast of. So a lot of things you got to take into consideration.
And those things that you take into consideration is kind of my job, because I'll try to, if I'm working with a client picking out paint colors, because they go, oh, you pick out paint colors and you don't paint. No, but like you, I see color in color.
Yes.
Like your grays have some blues, some beiges, some taupe, and a lot of the kick word right now is called grayish. Mm-hmm. And it's really a gray beige that's actually a taupey tone. But this grayish is kind of the kick word right now that I'm seeing in a lot of the design programs and things. They're talking about grayish walls with off-whites and silvers and grays and browns and, all these different color tones. But we often, and I almost always, if I'm working with a client, when we get our final plan done, I take the fabrics back to the house with the paint color, with the drapery sample, with the carpet sample, and we put it all in the room to make sure that we're going to have that going. And I think that's the way everybody should do it. So, if people are coming in at to look at that, maybe you need to think about bringing your samples with you at least to have an idea of what color range you need to be in. Because really, when you look at these big paint charts out here, there's lots of colors. It's hard to depict it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We do have several. We got new color display last year, and we've added extra colors, so now it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. And you're carrying the new HGTV colors.
Yes, we are. And we've done well with those. We have little color charts that a designer put them so they're flowing colors together. So if someone is, wanting to do a whole house, all these colors would be suitable and complementary from room to room. That way you're not going to have anything that's going to be too clashy or isn't going to complement the room next door that's going to have, a certain color. Some, do have some accent wall colors that would be a little more intense, and some of them are just neutrals, but it kind of gives you choices that you can mix and match and play with color.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back shortly.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob. The robot serves 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt, and the franchisor secured the best locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, easiest employees you'll ever have. Where are you going?
To learn more about a recent Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 3535. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3535.
The creak you heard wasn't your house settling. The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
To Fairmont, Indiana, Saturday, June 24th with the James Dean Spring Run Car Show. Hundreds of cool straight products, American classics, muscle cars in James Dean's hometown celebrating his classic cool spirit. Get details at showmegrantcounty.com. Grant County, Indiana, classic cool.
Your Indiana adventure is near. Come to Grant County this year.
I was struggling to maintain contact with the professional world.
Dr. Ferner of Indianapolis talks about why he got the new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana.
When I got the CapTel phone, it turned it around.
Go to RelayIndiana.com. That's RelayIndiana.com. And read up on the CapTel Caption phone.
People that I talk with do not necessarily know that I have this CapTel service. It's a piece of cake.
Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here at 97.7 FM, AM 1450 WAOV. You can also catch us on newsknoxcounty.com, hit the Ask the Designer button, and listen to us live. These shows are taped, and so you can come back and listen to them later as well. And we're here in the studio today, and with us, of course, is our designer, Greg Risley from Regal Furniture. Thank you, Greg. And then the girls from Sherwin-Williams, Misty and Julie. Thanks for joining us. And so, next topic, moving on. Greg, what else do we want to talk about?
We want to talk about intensity of color today, because a designer and a paint expert like Julie and Misty, we see colors differently than the average person walking in. So, you know, I want Misty to kind of talk about intensity of color and why we see colors that the customer doesn't see. Sometimes we'll say, well, that's got a beige, you know, there's a beige in that. And they go, well, this isn't beige. Well, no, but it's mixed that way. So, Misty, explain that.
Well, you know, grays are very, very popular, so I'm going to talk about them. And they come in different undertones. So there's blue undertones and green undertones and beige undertones and even some that's got some purple. And we've at Sherwin-Williams have them laid out in such a way that you can kind of see them as a family. But because we work with them every day and we see these undertones that maybe everybody else don't see right away. So in a good way of seeing it is to compare it next to, like for instance, if you're looking at a beigey gray, if you hold it up to beige, it's going to look like it's gray. But if you hold it up to maybe blue, it'll look beige. So you want to make sure that, you're considering the color, with the lighting that you're going to be, using. And then also with what else is going to be in the room, you know, your curtains, your floor covering and your furniture and whatnot.
And we touched a little bit on that with Julie. But the other thing, too, is when, you know, people are wanting to do a complementary color, You know, they get confused because they think that complementary means necessarily the same shade. And I think we give them a little more detail about that when you're wanting to contrast colors. Keys to working with contrasting and complementary colors.
Okay. Well, I think when I'm dealing with customers in color, the first thing that I want to know is, what do they like? So we start with some color palettes that I've already got that are in place, and I ask, which ones are you drawn to? And that gives us a place to focus. All right. So we've also got, you need to figure out what you're looking for. Are you looking for a nice, subtle look where the colors are different enough that you can tell, but it's a nice soft look? Or are you looking for something that's a little more of a contrast where one color from the next is very different, but they all blend together? The nice thing about these color palettes that we have is there's a combination of light and dark and different colors across the board that all flow together. So you can't do it wrong.
Well, that's good, because if it could go wrong, it's happened with Cher. So I'm just going to tell you. And it can vary room by room if you want to go softer and or more muted tones, or be a little more bold and brave with in some of the other rooms, right?
Yes, you can. And I think that for the most part, it's what you like. But there are things that are going to physically, like, you're going to feel it. If you have some warm colors and some cool colors throughout your house, those two colors don't necessarily play well together unless you're doing it on purpose.
Okay.
And so if you're planning that, you can get it to flow a lot better. But if your home doesn't have that flow, you will emotionally feel that it is off. And so what we do is try to help you stay focused on where you're going, but the colors ultimately that you pick out are going to be colors that you love. We don't pick them for you. Colors that you love, but we make sure that you stay kind of on focus.
Okay, Misty, my next question for you is, you know, some companies have changed paint charts, and so it's a little different. Antique White from the year 2005 isn't Antique White today. So, you know, and I know Sherwin-Williams is a little more constant than that. Talk to us about your color charts and how old they are and how long you keep your colors and what happens to those colors.
Oh, that is a really good question. So our color display has changed from, say, a couple years ago. And what they did is they went in and they removed some of the colors that just weren't very popular. And they added in a bunch of colors that really needed to be added in. So we've got old colors gone that we don't use into with new replacements. The color names and the color numbers of what was existing has not changed at all. At least 15 years without any changes. So if you're familiar with Antique White, that's the color you like. Sherwin-Williams has an Antique White, and the other competitors are also going to have different colors Antique White, but ours is the same that it's been for years and years and years and years. Another thing is, whenever you purchase from us, we keep your colors on file for 10 years. So you can come in and we'll know what formula and what product it went into. So even if there was a change going forward and it's not anticipated, but we'll have that information on file.
Then also, about when we're talking about intensity of colors and things changing, I know there's been some governmental controls on what paint additives you're using and everything. You know, like many years ago, we had to take lead out of paint and so on. So we still have trouble getting some of those deep, rich colors, don't we?
No, I wouldn't say that. There are certain colors are going to be harder to cover than others. So, for instance, red. If you are painting your wall red, it helps to have a darker gray color or in the same tone of gray behind it. And that's going to help that color build much, much faster. Sherwin also came out with, this past year, a separate base for some of those really hard to cover colors, in our top of the line emerald. And then when we make those colors in that base, you get so much richer of a color. So I would not call that a problem that we have.
Okay. I know I've worked with clients in the past that had a deep burgundy or that real deep forest green that was popular several years ago, and they want to reproduce it again, and they're going to paint stores and saying, we can't do that. But you can, right?
Yes, we can, but you might have to bump it up into the premium lines to get the coverage that you want. But, you know, how much is a little bit extra in paint worth on a coat or two of your additional time?
Exactly, exactly. Great point.
Well, and the other point about that is it's a lot better if you can match that color than if they have to change drapery or major upholstery pieces because they can't get that color match in for a border or the woodwork or some specialty, say an accent wall, for example. Some people, you know, use an accent wall. Do you have many calls for accent walls anymore?
I would say the majority of our projects that we help our customers with do an accent wall, yes.
What are some of the colors that you're seeing used as the accent wall?
We are seeing a large percentage of people doing gray. And so they'll do a lighter gray with an accent wall of a darker gray. But I like to, put maybe a blue wall with some dark brown to richen it up. I mean, I like to spice it up with colors. But, Everybody likes what they like.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break, and we will be back for our final segment.
Time for a laugh minute from your home of the Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom is Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
I understand you guys are talking about annoying questions you get while working on
it. Oh, yeah.
I bet you get a lot of annoying questions, Steven.
Well, I made my living in the movie.
Oh, you did?
But for the last 20 years, I've been a cop.
Oh, is that right?
Seems like there's not a day that goes by in the forest I'll be walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get the same thing.
Like
it
what?
Never fails. It's like every
Hey, man, you know what time it is?
Oh. Well, I made my living in the movies.
You didn't get recognized.
Actually, I really don't wear a watch. It gets in the way when I practice my Aikido martial arts.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you were Stallone! No, I'm not Stallone.
Oh,
you're Chuck E. Chang!
He thinks I'm Chuck E. Chang.
Oh, no.
Let me show him the difference between Steven Seagal and Chuck E. Chang.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I got your time. It's go time.
I'll get my ass beat by some guy without a watch.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show weekday mornings and Bob and Tom Extra on Saturdays.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studio. I'm Cher Elliott, and this is Greg Risley, and it's Ask the Designer. And Greg, what other helpful hints do you have for our listeners?
Well, a lot of times, you know, people are in a quandary about a foyer and what color they need to do that in. Sometimes a good idea to do there is to combine your interior colors and your outdoor colors.
Oh.
Get together and make a kind of a transfer of tone and color there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that, you know, you might want to think about, and I do this a lot of times if I'm still on a customer's sofa, a lot of times I'll suggest they get two sets of toss pillows.
Okay.
One that's warmer colors, one that's cooler colors. Then you've got a set to throw on in the wintertime, the warm colors. And in the summertime, you throw the cooler colors on the sofa and change it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's amazing what just some small accent pieces like throw pillows can do for a whole look to a room.
Yeah, it can. And I've had people even tell me that somebody thought they got a new sofa because they changed the toss pillows in a picture or something.
Sure,
so,
sure. Well, that's simple, and it's fairly inexpensive to do those things.
Right.
Any other ideas or suggestions?
The other thing when you're in a quandary about color, a lot of people will say, you know, I had a blue bedroom when I was a little child, and I really enjoyed that, and I really like that,
mm-hmm.
and I want one now. So if you got colors that you were comfortable with and that you enjoyed, or that even a friend's home maybe was a place where you really like to go and play and stay overnight and stuff,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times those colors will come to the forefront, and that's a good color for you to put in your home because, you know, it's interesting. It relaxes you. You feel good in it.
Yeah.
So...
Good, 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 good. All right. Well, we are nearing the time. Man, the time just flies by. So if you would, I do have a question here. Of course, you know, Father's Day was this last weekend, so this is a great topic. My husband and I need new recliners. He is tall and I am short, so matching pieces won't work. Can you help me solve this problem?
Matching pieces won't work, but if you get similar silhouettes or similar shapes,
mm-hmm.
like the same arm size, you know, the same shape back, if If his back doesn't have any tufting in it, maybe you can find a chair that doesn't have tufting in it for her. And then you can put it in the same fabric. And you kind of get a Mr. and Mrs. look. Back in the 50s, we used to have Mr. and Mrs. chairs.
Oh.
Mr. chair was higher back, and the lady's chair was a little lower back.
Okay.
They were always done in the same fabric, and they had more or less the same silhouette. So a lot of times you can find recliners with the same silhouette and arm shape that are in different heights and different seat depths.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. And you carry those there at the store.
We just happen to have a mini of assortment of those kinds of chairs for people to come and look at.
And store, of course, is Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. It's
right
there at the corner of 4th and Bustron Streets here in Vincennes. And what hours are you open?
9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And we're open evenings by appointment.
Oh, okay. And, of course, appointments, design appointments,
design
furniture appointments.
Any time they want. They can call me, and I'll set up a time. I'm glad to stay after 5 o'clock because with both people working a lot of time, it's hard for them to get in to shop together. And we felt rather than having extended hours only one night, we let you set the time you want to come shop.
And there's no charge for that, for the appointment?
No, there's no additional charge.
Excellent, excellent. And then, of course, there's a little hidden treasure inside Regal Furniture. That's our gift gallery there. And what kind of things can we find if we're in the gift gallery?
Well, the gift gallery, right, we just got some new cookware in, bakeware and things.
Yes.
So there's some new things like that. And we're running a sale on.
Ooh.
There's a nice gift table that's on all sale items right now. So you might want to stop by and take a peek and pick up a few things that, you know, if you don't have a gift need right now, you might need it later. You pick up something that you like that you give to a friend for a birthday or something like that because it's on sale. And, you know, Cher, we do beautiful free gift wrap.
Yes, you do. It is so nice. If you haven't visited, do stop by and check out the gift gallery. Well, the entire store is fabulous, but the gift gallery, you know, I can go in and get a baby shower gift, a bridal shower gift. I can get a best friend birthday gift. I can get a teacher gift for my kids, a coworker, a Christmas swap. And of course, bereavement, a huge variety of bereavement gifts that are just gorgeous. And like Greg mentioned, they do free gift wrapping, which is
And we do
beautiful.
Free delivery for the bereavement
to Lawrenceville
and to Washington, as well as Vincennes and the surrounding county area.
Wow, yeah, I had forgotten about that. So, yes, definitely do that. And to get that design appointment, what number do they call?
812-886-4444. Easy number to remember.
Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, we are gearing up here. It is getting to the end of our show. And
but we want people to send in their ideas.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we want to...
Stuff the designer.
That's right. That's right. We want to be sure and have you go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer tab. You can send in your questions that way, and it could be a question or just a topic idea. We want to hear your topic idea as well. So, again, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next Wednesday. Thanks, Greg.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.